This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a holiday weekend, but here I am, and I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I have the extraordinary privilege of being able to share vital health information with you. And that's something we're going to do this hour and next, and you can participate by calling 877-726-8255. I've got it right this week. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about this holiday weekend. It's a beautiful weekend here in the Northeast. I hope it's a beautiful wherever you are across the United States and in Canada, among our many affiliates. And a little hot on the West Coast, I understand. Some people bracing for temperatures in the triple digits. But here in the Northeast, we got a little bit of a reprieve because northerly winds are bringing us Canadian air. And it's sunny and clear and low humidity. And it's a great way to kick off the fall, a little bit of a taste of the fall with the cooler temperatures. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by the way, that number is available to you 24/7, so you can call during the show. We'd love to field your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office. But during the week, you can record questions, and we'll take those questions and we'll answer them on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. Okay, it's a very, very strange inflection point this weekend. And it's a little bit nerve-wracking as we try to relax, because on the one hand, it appears that things are getting better because we're seeing fewer cases, particularly here in the Northeast, and the unraveling of the lockdown is proceeding. But in other parts of the country, cases are actually increasing. And so it's a little bit like the situation in Europe. Europe, too, had a terrible bout with coronavirus, actually preceding us, giving us a preview of what we were going to experience. And then things got better. And then Europeans being Europeans, it's the summer, they started to travel, they started to gather, and then there were pockets of infection. There was a recurrence rate that caused them to rescind some of their rules about that people could gather together again. And so it's really unclear the direction that the virus is going to take. Some people think it's kind of played out. Other people are making alarming predictions. This one comes to us from the prestigious University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. And alarmingly, the model predicts that the U.S. will most likely see more than 410,000 cumulative deaths by the first of the year in 2021. So this means that we could actually see more deaths from the coronavirus in the next 4 months than we saw in the last 7 months combined. And, you know, you may say that this is some sort of liberal think tank, that they're making this prediction because it's become highly politicized. On the one hand, you have the Trump administration downplaying the pandemic, saying that we've turned the corner. And then on the other hand, you have the opposite political party saying, no, we need to take this very seriously. you're in denial, and this has been a case of mismanagement and obfuscation. But no, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, well, you know, it has kind of a global focus, and perhaps it's a little bit more on the side of, say, World Health Organization, which tends to make dire predictions. But what they're saying here is that roughly 225,000 more American citizens will succumb to the virus for the next 4 months. Why might that be? Well, it's because of the colder weather and the tendency for people to spend more time indoors, gathering together. Right now, a lot of activities are outdoors. I had a beautiful dinner the other night outdoors, literally in the street, but they set up these little makeshift table settings in the street, and the city is permitting that to happen so that restaurants can avoid their death throes and still service some people. It was nice. The food was great, but they served plastic forks and spoons. It's kind of like airline service. You know, everything is disposable. And it's kind of weird eating gourmet food with a plastic table setting and on paper plates. But this is something that the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is predicting. They're saying that worst-case scenario, there could be more than 600,000 deaths. But that's if people, you know, throw caution to the winds, don't wear masks, don't social distance, gather together in large groups. And then we could see a real fiasco. So it's unclear the direction that this is going to take. I personally am a little bit skeptical of these dire predictions. But they say that, and this is a headline from CNBC, Labor Day weekend will set the course for the coronavirus this fall. And typically after holidays like Memorial Day and 4th of July, there's a surge in cases because people get together, people are less cautious, people want to party, and, you know, just the last night, I was looking out the window and I saw this, like all these like light emergency lights, but I couldn't see what it was because it was far off on the horizon across the water from where I'm staying this weekend. And I thought, you know, maybe a bunch of kids are having a big party there and so they're busting them. That was the first thing that I thought. Because kids are kids. That's what they'll do. In fact, they just had to close down the Oneonta campus of State University of New York because they had literally hundreds of positive COVID-19 tests. Many of the kids asymptomatic, but they routinely tested them on campus, and it turned out that they spread it very rapidly among each other because, you know, dormitories and campuses, especially that week where kids get back together again, there's, you know, there's a lot of socializing, a lot of parties, a lot of getting together. And so it was like a petri dish for promulgating the virus. And so what ended up happening, you know, I saw those lights. I didn't want to go there because I saw that, you know, a lot of emergency vehicles. So why complicate the situation, you know, by driving over there just, you know, to rubberneck and take a look? And then I discovered this morning that what it simply was there was a bad traffic accident over there on the road by the beach, and all these emergency vehicles were there because a vehicle could caught on fire, and that's what it was. But my initial suspicion was that the cops were trying to close down a party, and that's what's happened in a lot of parts of the country. So the epidemiologists are concerned that Labor Day weekend is among the first challenges of the fall for Americans. Epidemiologists are concerned it might set the stage for another surge in cases similar to the jump in U.S. cases following Memorial Day and the 4th of July holidays. And, you know, it's getting colder and more people will gather indoors. And some places people are going back to school. And in many places, and this is a tremendous controversy, kids are not going back to school, or they're going back to school in hybrid fashion, which means that some of the instruction will occur online and some of it will occur in classrooms, and it's just not going to be the same. This is a big burden on parents. Parents are marching because they feel that kids are being denied an opportunity to go to school, and they're being denied an opportunity to go back to work because of the caregiving responsibilities. And it's a big mess because there is no coherent policy, nor is it clear that there should be, because nobody can agree on the science. The science is based on modeling, and modeling is based on premises, and the premises can change, and it's a future prediction. Future predictions are tough to make, and so it's really unclear where we're at this current time. All right, coming up, you know, we're going to take a look at some very interesting stories related to COVID-19 and stories related to other things, because other things are happening out there. We're going to look at vaping and its relationship to COVID-19. An amazing, amazing study that slam dunk study that validates the benefits of vitamin D in mitigating the effects of COVID-19. You'll hear about it in just a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number is 877-726-8255. And when it comes to knowing how many people have died from COVID-19, it's surprisingly hard to figure that out. And there's been some criticism of the data gathering because it may be that some of the people who died supposedly of COVID-19 were earmarked for death anyway, and then they caught COVID-19 and they died, and then their death certificate reflected that COVID-19 did them in, but they may have had advanced terminal cancer, they may have had advanced dementia, they may have had advanced congestive heart failure, for example, or they may have been 99 and a half. Although there have been a few sporadic cases of people well into their 90s and even over 100 who have suffered from COVID-19 and have recovered. Their chances of recovering are, you know, much less. But some of the people who are COVID-19 denialists are saying that only very, very few people are dying exclusively of COVID-19. It doesn't matter very much because at the end of the day, you're dead. And whether COVID-19 caused it or whether COVID-19 contributed to it, that's in sort of a nuanced discussion. But another statistic is kind of revealing. It's the concept of excess mortality. And that has been looked at extensively across the world. And if COVID-19 were really a trivial thing, and it was just contributing a little bit to the death rate of people who were going to die anyway, what we would have seen statistically is not a big bump in what's called excess mortality. In other words, looking year to year, how many people die in March, April, May, June, July, August, September anyway? Because people are dying all the time. And worldwide, what we're seeing is, yes, there is an uptake. There is an uptick in excess mortality that is associated with COVID-19. But interestingly, it's not all about COVID-19. There's an excess number of people who are dying, but they never had COVID-19. They're dying because they haven't gotten proper medical care at a time when medical resources are strained and where people are told you got to lock down and stay at home, and you call your doctor and your doctor can't give you an appointment because they're quarantining. So I know of several cases in my own practice where people with poorly controlled diabetes can't get an appointment with an endocrinologist for weeks and months. And those are people who are at risk of dying. Also patients with cancer. And this is something that may pan out later. We may not see these people dying, but they may not have gotten proper screening, and they may ultimately have their cancers detected too late. And they may die 2 or 3 or 5 years hence because they didn't get proper screening. And so, yes, the death rate is up, and a lot of that is due to COVID-19, but it's also due to non-COVID-19 related causes. Excess mortality is a mixed bag. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item, the verdict is in. Vaping is linked to COVID-19 risk in teens and young adults. We've seen a surprising surge in serious cases of COVID-19 among young people who we generally think are going to fare pretty well with it. And so they're saying that that means that COVID-19 can indeed afflict younger individuals. But data collected in May shows that teenagers and young adults who vape face a much higher risk of COVID-19. And so what they found in this study, it's in the Journal of Adolescent Health, is that individuals who used both e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes in the previous 30 days were 6.8 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19, with vaping alone 5 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19. Researchers are hoping their findings will prompt the Food and Drug Administration to further tighten regulations concerning how vaping products are sold to young people. By the way, Juul, 2019 revenue was $3.4 billion. Altria, makers of Marlboro, bought a 35% stake in Juul. That's a $12.8 billion investment. And it's an investment that they probably regret at this point, because we're going to see a big pushback against vaping, not just because it addicts young kids, but it might make them more likely to get COVID-19. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number this hour and next. And throughout the week, 24/7, you can record a question. As did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, my question is about sourcing nutritional supplements because I so often hear available only through a healthcare practitioner. So I am wondering if a place like Pure Formulas, for example, they seem to be a reputable company, but you can buy things without a medical practitioner. Does that mean that companies like that are selling counterfeit goods? I would love to hear you discuss this. There are many companies like Pure Formulas where you can buy things without a healthcare practitioner's prescription. Thanks so much.
Okay, that's a really interesting question. And unfortunately, the supplement world is a little bit of a free fire zone. And this is not to say that it is rife with impurities and counterfeits and, you know, stuff that doesn't pass muster because it doesn't assay out properly or that it's full of contaminants. But you have to be careful. And this is one of the reasons that I use a portal called FullScript to fulfill the supplement programs of my patients, and I've also made it available to listeners because I know that FullScript does due diligence on all the supplement manufacturers that it accepts. Many it does not accept. They just don't meet their stringent criteria in terms of the label claims and in terms of freedom from contaminants, proper assays, proper cleanliness regulations, and so on. And I'm not saying that I'm not familiar with the portal that you're talking about. It may be fine. One thing that I do know is that, you know, a lot of people go to Amazon. You know, Amazon's wonderful because, you know, people have accounts and there's free delivery and the discounts are out of this world. And sometimes, you know, you can shop around and you can say, well, this is just the cheapest version of the stuff that Dr. Hoffman's talking about on this program. I can get it from Amazon. But the problem with Amazon is that Amazon really is like the Amazon basin. You know, it's this vast, vast, watershed, some of which is unexplored, some of which is wild and untamed, and you can get lost there. And they simply do not have the staff, and they haven't made the commitment to do quality control on all their products. And this is, you know, throughout their catalog. You know, there's some things that are on Amazon that are not of the highest quality. And, you know, sometimes you can determine that through ratings and reviews, and sometimes not. And there have been well-documented cases of, frankly, counterfeit supplements that appear on Amazon. They imitate the labels of reputable brands. Some of them come from countries that, you know, are poorly regulated, like China. And, you know, China's unfortunately garnered the reputation for doing some really good knockoffs. And so you're less sure of quality when you go out there into the wild, wild west of the internet and order products. And I'm not saying that, you know, the vast majority of products there aren't fine. They may be, but unless you use a portal like FullScript, which is our online shopping conduit, you're not guaranteed of high supplement quality and, you know, the concern about counterfeit products. So check it out. Go to drhoffman.com, click on the shop button. There's a drop-down menu. It'll take you to FullScript. You can register there, and you can shop, you know, as if you were a patient and obtain, you know, really high-quality supplements. And some of the things I mentioned on this program are kind of, you know, they're esoteric. They're really cutting-edge products that may not be available normally at health food stores or certainly at, you know, discount drug stores and, you know, Costco, Walmart, etc., because they're very niche products. I mean, they're doing a good job of extending their catalog at some of these places, but sometimes they can't keep up with some of the innovations in the field of nutritional medicine. And so check out FullScript for your supplement needs, in my opinion. 877-726-8255 is our number. And speaking of high-quality supplements, also this is available via FullScript. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements. I'm calling it a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health, liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216 if you want to order direct, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health and get one bottle of hard-to-source elderberry with zinc and echinacea for your immune system at half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, speaking of supplements, very interesting article in USA Today this week. Headline, "We're Not Your Slaves. Alternative health providers bristle at warning letters about their coronavirus treatments." This is in the wake, and by the way, it's a very balanced article in USA Today. I mean, you think of USA Today as a little tabloidy, you know, it's the kind of thing that you'd find slipped under your door, you know, when you're staying at a hotel, free paper, you know, is it up to par? But this actually is pretty balanced journalism because they talk in a relatively unbiased fashion about the government effort called Operation Quack Hack, the Fed's initiative to clamp down on fake coronavirus medications and cures. But it's prompting a backlash among people who are angry and feel abused by their taxpayer dollars being used to send warning letters to many doctors who earnestly put up protocols and suggestions for COVID-19. They say, how can we trust the same government that signed off on opioids and other medications that have had harmful side effects and killed people? And they say that the two agencies behind Operation Quack Hack, the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission, are trying to force everyone to conform to conventional medicine approach to COVID-19 involving medications and or vaccine. And this is, it's kind of a tea party for natural therapies for COVID-19. And in this article, they detail stories of doctors who have put up educational material on their websites, only to find that they receive FTC warning letters. It's a restraint of speech, free speech, and, you know, it's all in the Bill of Rights that you can actually say a lot of stuff. And people are saying pretty outlandish stuff that's not being banned restrained by the government. But when it comes to making honest claims about natural things, like vitamin D for COVID-19, you could receive a warning letter from the Federal Trade Commission. And so check out this article, and I posted it on our social media. You can find it on Facebook and Twitter. And it's an interesting article because it does what good journalism does. It has a balanced perspective on this. On the one hand, we want to protect the public from fraud. That's the government's mission. But they're casting a wide net, implicating people who publish pretty good basic information about the need for nutritional supplementation when it comes to building up defense against COVID-19. And one of the things that they say is, and this is true, is that for the vast majority of things, you know, we're talking, you know, elderberry and zinc and so on, there have not been extensive double-blind placebo-controlled trials to establish their efficacy. The double-blind placebo-controlled trial is considered the gold standard for demonstrating that something really works. And you see how dicey this gets, because even when it comes to a medication like hydroxychloroquine, which has been shown to be helpful in some settings, but other studies say it's not helpful, there's a huge controversy in medical science about whether it has efficacy against COVID-19. So it's even hard when it comes to a medication to establish whether it works or doesn't work. And it's become highly politicized. But when it comes to something like vitamin D, has there been a double-blind placebo-controlled trial? Can you actually make claims that the federal government is not going to come down on your case about vitamin D possibly helping patients with COVID-19? Because if there's no proof, the government has a case to tell you, you can't say that because it's unproven. But wait, and I'll share with you in just a moment, an amazing study. The first randomized controlled trial of vitamin D in COVID-19 has just been published, and the details are astounding. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution, the Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus More, Sleep Better, Electronically, The Zen by Nuvana. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, on the internet, all kinds of claims are there that certain vitamins, minerals, supplements, herbs can work to prevent or treat COVID-19. And a lot of that is an extrapolation of information about sometimes test tube experiments where the virus is neutralized by this or that or the other agent. Previous experience. So for example, we know that vitamin C is helpful for colds and respiratory infections. We know that zinc helps to support the immune system, and so on and so on and so on. And in fact, there's a lot of literature that suggests that vitamin D helps to reduce the severity of colds and flus. So it's an extrapolation to say that vitamin D could be helpful for COVID-19. And then there's studies that show that people who have very low levels of vitamin D fare worse with COVID-19. And that's what's called an observational study. And the observational study could be skewed by the fact that a lot of people who are obese or who have other medical conditions or who are homebound, they don't get any sunlight, have lower levels of vitamin D. Sickly people tend to have lower levels of vitamin D, and therefore they might be more vulnerable to COVID-19. But finally, there's the first randomized controlled trial. It's called an RCT, which is considered the gold standard of scientific investigation of vitamin D in COVID-19. It's just been published. And it is amazing, a resounding success. The trial took place in Cordoba, Spain, and they looked at 76 patients who had COVID-19 pneumonia. What's interesting is that in Spain, in Cordoba, they still use hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. They use that combo, so routinely those patients got those things. And some of them got high-dose vitamin D, and some of them got no vitamin D, and they compared the results. They were randomly allocated to receive or not receive vitamin D. And so there were 50 patients who got vitamin D, 26 patients who were in the control group. Now, what's interesting here is that they used a prescription form of vitamin D called calcividiol, which is not something you get in a health food store. Okay. But, it is something that is kind of like very body ready vitamin D. It's available by prescription and it's about, five times as potent as vitamin D. So, in the article that I'm reading here, and I want to give credit to the author, Chris Masterjohn, PhD. And you can find this at chrismasterjohnphd.com. All the details are there. We'll provide a link. He boiled it down, and what he said was that the medicinal vitamin D that they gave people is the equivalent to about 100,000 international units of vitamin D on day one. That's 100,000. So what you may be taking for daily supplementation purposes, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000, but they got a big bolus. They got slammed with high-dose vitamin D on day one. On days 3 and 7, they got another 50,000 of vitamin D, and then they got 50,000 every week thereafter. So we'll do the math here. That's the equivalent of about 30,000 a day for the first week, followed by a maintenance dose of 7,600 IUs per day. And the rationale for that is that when you take a single dose of 100,000 and you have low vitamin D, it's going to put you in the 20 to 30 range of vitamin D levels in your blood. And so, if we can just extrapolate, probably these people weren't overdosing on vitamin D. They just brought them into normal or high normal range of vitamin D levels. So what were the results of this? The results were absolutely stunning. 50% of the control group required admission to the ICU. Half of them. Only 2% of those in the vitamin D group, just one person, required admission to the ICU. That's just resounding success. Put another way, the vitamin D eliminated 96% of the risk of ICU admission. All of the vitamin D patients were discharged without complications. Now, thankfully, in the study, there were too few deaths to run statistics on. But we could predict, based on these astonishingly good results, that a larger study would demonstrate that vitamin D would probably abolish or nearly abolish the risk of death. So, just an amazing study. And now you can no longer say there are no randomized controlled trials for natural interventions for preventing or ameliorating COVID-19. This is a definitive study and should really convince people that vitamin D should be part of the arsenal in hospitalized patients, not just people at home trying to prevent it, but people get sick. They should be dosed with high potency vitamin D to reduce the risk of their requiring the ICU or dying.